So my life with Kay from, well, from August of 1960 up until about maybe 9 months ago was wonderful. All of a sudden, she changed. We found out it was the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease was made. Right at the end of my Air Force career, my brother graduating from high school. So I came home, I drove up from San Antonio to Chicago. On Sunday at a baccalaureate service, I was sitting with my mother in the balcony, and I looked down and I said, well, who's that girl sitting next to Dave? Mom said, oh, that's Kay Gifford, Kay Cole. And I thought, well, oh, that's Don's, my friend Don Cole. That's his little sister. Then when I was discharged, the following, going back to the baccalaureate service, when I was discharged the following November, I came back to the folks' house to stay there for a few months while I got organized. And I was sitting around the house doing nothing. And Mom said, why don't you go to choir? Go to choir practice and get into choir. I said, okay. So I went into choir practice, and there at choir practice, there was Kay Cole. She asked me that night, she said, my mom dropped me off, can you take me home? And I said, yes, I'll do that. I think it was the next week I got a call from Kay's mom, and she said, could you pick Kay up and take her to choir with you this week? I said, sure, I'll do that. And then we started dating. It took about a year for me to really catch on to what's going on. And I said, instead of all this back and forth stuff, let's get married. And we've been married now for, it'll be 61 years. My life with Kay was wonderful. And our relationship was great. We both went through a counseling thing. We became counselors. And that really strengthened our marriage. Learning how to relate scripture. And so my life with Kay from August of 1960 up until about a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, all of a sudden she changed, and we found out it was the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease was made. I should have noticed it earlier, because about 2 years ago she started having some minor memory problems, and she started telling me about somebody, and I said, who are you talking about? And she said, well, you know, her. Her daughter, you know her. And I said, well, who? You talking about Jody? And she said, yeah, Jody, and her daughter. And at that moment, I really knew that something was different because she had, it was a granddaughter's name that she couldn't remember. And that has progressed now to, she refers to, many times she'll refer to a grandchild as him who lives over there. She did this, and then I have to drag it out. And other things with the language, I noticed that has advanced pretty rapidly recently. She can't pull the words out that she's trying to say. The way she cared for me with my injury. Now that she is injured, I'm taking care of her, and I do the cooking. She still makes the bed. I do all the cooking. She used to handle all the bookwork around the house, all the checkbooks, everything. She did it all. Now I have to learn. I have learned how to do it. And now I think, when I look back at it, how in the world did she ever do all that and raise four kids? But she did. The pastor who did our wedding, our marriage ceremony, he was very outspoken, and we both say that when we said in front of him, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, we better not be lying. In spite of her, I don't know if you call it an illness or a condition, it really hasn't affected marriage any. We laugh together. When she catches me stumbling over words, she says I'm just joining her. And I think, well, I don't think, I know that the reason for our marriage being unaffected by this disease is that it's our marriage is based on Jesus Christ. We were both believers, and from the time we were teenagers, and we try to live our lives on scriptural principles, and it's worked out real well, even though she has the memory loss and has trouble finding words, and sometimes I think doesn't recognize me. In spite of all that, that's still my Casey that I married 61 years ago. And the commitment is still there from both of us, I believe, to stick it out through sickness and health. that's what I voluntarily went into, and I'm going to finish the job.